Part 1. These are the names of the sons of Israel who went to Egypt with Jacob, each with his family: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan and Naphtali; Gad and Asher. The descendants of Jacob numbered 70 in all. Joseph was already in Egypt. Now Joseph and all his brothers and all that generation died. But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. Exodus, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. 1. Then a new king, to whom Joseph meant nothing, came to power in Egypt. Exodus, chapter 1, verse 8. 4 years later, Anip dipped her sharpened reed in the small water jar and swirled it in the pallet of black powder. Her scroll had only one stray drop of ink, one less drop than Tut's, and she was determined to best her big brother. She drew a second water symbol, adding it to bread, water, basin, box, and owl, to finish her brother's name. T-T-N-K-H-M-N. Leaning to her left, she peeked at Tut's progress. Her letters were much clearer, and he now had 3 stray ink drops. "Very good, Anip." The tutor peered over her shoulder, his breath reeking of garlic and onions. "Your writing is almost as precise as the divine son's." Tut smirked, and Anip rolled her eyes. "Thank you, revered and wise teacher." Maybe his vision was blurred by the cloud of his stinky breath. "My letters are just as good," Anka shouted from across the cramped classroom. She slammed her reed on the small square table and began tearing her scroll into pieces. "You spend all your time with Tut and Anip." The tutor grabbed his willow switch, and Anka turned her back in time to save her face from the lashing. "If I spend more time with you, Anka Senpaten Tasheret, you will likely be whipped more often. Is that what you wish? You will show me respect in this classroom, and you will act like the daughter of a god." Tears stung Anip's eyes, but she blinked.